Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check. 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Shouts out FRD in the building. Check 1, 2. Is this thing on? Test 1, 2. Check. FRD in the place. Can you hear me? FRD, is this thing on? Hello. Out to everybody for joining me tonight for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Vince in the Bay. It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2011. What's new, kiddos? A whole 22 hours have transpired since I last transmitted to you here via Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad to be back. And happy to talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. Tonight it is Broody Tuesday, and that's where Kishu takes over the musical department of the show and dictates various homosexual musical groups to play on the show. And since we're based here in the Bay, we're kind of obligated to the lesbian, gay, and transgender community to play these tunes at some point during my broadcasts here on Blog Talk Radio. So I've dedicated an entire day to it, so I don't have to pollute the other shows. So that'll be the musical interludes will be provided by curated by Kishu, and but of course the dialogue, what we talk about tonight is up to you, the caller. Give me a call, 347-826-7667, and we'll get into whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about Op Bart or the continuation of these protests. I finally got to look at some of the coverage that the local news outlets were providing, and I read an article in the Chronicle today. That it seemed pretty neutral, but they're still writing these stories, you know, from the angle of woe is the commuter that has to be inconvenienced. Anyway, I don't take part, so it doesn't affect me at all. But I've been following it very closely, and I know some of you have too. And if you want to chime in, we could talk about that, of course. And yeah, shouts out to the chat room. People getting in here at the start of the show. Anana Dread, Artie's World, Billy Walsh, Bob Bobbington, Brute Thundercunt. An impressive name. Fat Red Dragon, Kishu. What else do we have here? Motormouth News in the building. Nuclear Gimp. The One Called L and Wendigo. Rounding things out there in the chit chat room, the early chit chatters breaking it down in the building. So let's get into some of these fruity tunes here, and then I'll come back and we can chit chat about Op Bart or whatever else is on your mind. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And now a brief message from Nicki Minaj.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a motherfucking drip, drip, killer or the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with a thing on his. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm that Kandusha. That cooped up and trust the
youth. Entrepreneur niggas in the mall goes. He can ball with the cool, he can style loud. But I think I like him better when he dial loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, die, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, the Mac and Doja. That cooped up and Chuck the Doja.
Bart, and you're there.
Agarra el bar y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, เราจะไปถึงหน้า Bart and we're there.
Bart, le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey Bart, you're there.
Bart and you are there.
Bart and you're there.
That's a good line.
Over the intersection at 6th and Market.
1275 on the south.
22, the crowd appears to be approaching 7th Street. I recommend closing 7th.
Crowd approaching 7th.
225 SA firm.
10-4, closing Civic.
C2A firm, Civic closing.
Center and Powell Street are closed. Civic Center and Powell Street stations are closed. Trains will get run through Civic Center and Powell Street 2019.
Copy that.
Again, this protest began the same way as it did last week, same time, same place, but it ended with a lot more people being arrested. Commuters rushed to BART stations to get out of San Francisco before the planned 5 p.m. protest.
They put some word around that it's going to happen at 5, so I left. I got a job where I can leave early, so that's what everybody did.
As promised, protesters began their demonstration at 5 on the Civic Center platform. Protesters continue to be upset with BART for cutting off its underground cell phone service August 11th in an effort to prevent an anti-police demonstration from happening. This time, though, BART police took a more aggressive stance. Officers warned, then arrested anyone who began displaying signs and chanting. BART has repeatedly said protesting is fine, just not beyond the fare gate. Protesters were still upset.
Well, I have bought my BART ticket, as you can see, right here. And I do intend on taking the BART home, which means that I have the right to assemble here.
By 5:30, officers ordered everyone to leave the Civic Center station. Protesters, though, continued with their demonstration outside onto Market Street. They marched back and forth several times, which forced BART to close the Civic Center and Powell Street stations off and on to prevent the protest from moving back underground. Commuters who weren't lucky enough to get out of the city early were frustrated.
I appreciate what they're trying to do, but it doesn't help me get home. I've been at work for 14 hours, so I'd like to go home.
The demonstration finally ended at Larkin and Grove Streets near the library. Officers had the protesters cornered, and one by one, they made an arrest. But the people who took part remained defiant.
This is something we need to be able to protest, and like, these people need to unite against this.
In all, there were 45 arrests tonight. BART police arrested 5 people. SFPD arrested 40. A big change from last week when police made no arrests. Live in San Francisco, Lillian Kim, ABC 7 News.
That's right, motherfuckers. BART 4, Part 2. Not as kept back as victorious once again. Pulling up the biggest troll of all. Scooping over 9,000 media outlets. And police and riot police watching for what amounted to 50 goddamn kids. On vacation for school. We're going to be back in class next week. It's all good. Whatever. Milton Johnson still has a goddamn job. Can you fucking believe that? Hey, I would like to take over the Baldwin spokesman. I feel much better than that. 2012.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, gee, it's Vincent LeBay back here with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. The lines are wide open. I think I have Goofy Bone here now. What's up, Goofy Bone?
What's poppin', Vince? How you doing?
Doing good, bro. Glad to have you here. So you were on the streets yesterday, were you not? Did you?
Yeah, me and my homeboy Larry were out there.
Yeah, what did you see? What happened?
You know, I expected so much, but I mean, it looked like a school rally, if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'd say it could have been better. You know, well, instead of shutting down like 2 stations, why not shut down like, you know, take half of those, you know, people and put them all in individual groups and go to every single station. You know what I mean? And really shut down BART. You know, because basically what it was is like we were just running around in circles until the cops circled us, until, you know, people got arrested. But I didn't even stay that long because they busted Larry for jaywalking. And they told him if they see him again that they're going to take him to jail. So he didn't even want to. He didn't want to fuck around. So that was my ride. But next week I'm gonna go by myself. So, yeah.
Dude, yeah. I thought about going down there. I got home kind of late, and I could have gone if I wanted to. But then I saw that they were arresting people for talking loud.
Yeah. No. Like, yeah. For real. There was.
Are you kidding me? They'd take me away in about 5 seconds, dude. There's no. I would get arrested. So I just stayed home.
There's these ladies, and they were just on the street just talking and chanting, and then the cops just rolled by and said, hey, if you want to go to jail, keep chanting, and they walked away. And it was hella funny. I was like, damn, they weren't fucking around yesterday.
They ain't taking no guff.
Monday.
No, they were on a mission. They wanted to arrest people. Yeah, you know why they ultimately arrested those people? More or less, they arrested those people because all those cops were due to get off work. And some of them were working overtime, and instead of just following them around, they just decided, fuck it, we're going to arrest you guys because we got to go home. And I don't know if you listened to it on the BART police scanner, but They sounded tired, worn down after 3 hours, like around 8 o'clock. I listened to it up until maybe like 8:30, and they just sounded like they were beaten, worn down group of police officers that have been just zigzagging all over town. They want to go home to their families. They're normal, everyday people, just like the protesters are, believe it or not. And they sounded tired and defeated. And I was like, get ready for this, because it's coming every week. And hell, it'll be every day at a certain point. I think it'll be a thing where you'll just see people posted up outside of all the entrances with flyers and literature and megaphones. And they're going to be up in your grill every time you go down that escalator. And just expect it.
I mean, for real, if I was, like, organizing this whole organda, I would take, like, 15 people at each station throughout the whole San Francisco area, and I would just, you know, shut it all down.
Hey, there's a 15% unemployment rate here in the Bay Area. There's plenty of people that have time on their hands. We can do this.
Seriously. I mean... And then another thing is that the cops were always targeting, you know, the people with the non-faces, you know, the fox masks. That's why I took mine off, because, fuck, they looked like they were wanting to chase and to tackle my ass. I was like, all right, I'll take
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
But nah,
dude,
I'm going to go in an outfit next week. I'm going to go in an outfit, because I saw that couple, the chick with the big old rose. I was like, that looks nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go in an outfit like that, you know? Get dressed up. Or maybe she should go in the sombrero and the motherfucking serape, you know what I'm saying? And just fucking go all Mexicaned out. With the non-bass.
Yeah, get all choloed out, bro. Hey, seriously, you know what? You should get all the norteños in on Op Bart. Odele at Bart. Holmes.
No, we don't say it like that. Come on, dude.
All right, you know,
like a racist white man. That's what you sound like. Right?
Well, hey.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, it is what it is, dude. You know, what can I say? I grew up. Almost all my friends growing up were Mexican. I can't be racist, dude. I'm like, ghost. I'm a melting pot. I'm a fucking melting pot, dude. Seriously, I can't. Well, I'm like Salace, dude. I don't hate. I stopped hating in the Bay, and yeah, that's where I am today. You know, I think if Bart would just take Salace's, I want to get Salace on this show. Before this is all said and done, I'm going to get Salace on the show.
I would like to have Lyndon Johnson on this show. I would really...
Oh, that guy doesn't have the testicular fortitude to come on this program. He has no testicles. He wouldn't bring his...
Obviously he does, because he's banging him in some guy's anus.
Hey, that's his constitutional right, bro.
A safety. Make sure he's wearing a rubber.
Yeah, if you're not wearing a rubber, Lyndon, you have your constitutional right... requires that you use safety. He's a Jimmy Hat, bro. Oh, man.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, Vince, if you want to meet up with me next time, because I'm going to go solo, because my homeboy, he had his lady and the baby, and, you know, he only gets a window of a certain amount of time to go out, and it's like... That's all we needed to do is go to jail. I was thinking, I felt like, fuck.
Hello? Goofy, did you go away? Yeah, there you are. Hello, Goofy, are you there?
What happened? Did I pay through Greg?
Yeah, you did for a second. I thought I lost you, but you're back.
Man, my phone is fucking up. I dropped it yesterday, and it's been fucking up bad. Damn it.
Yeah, right on. Well... Good times, man. I'm glad you didn't get arrested, Goofy. It's crazy out there. I think eventually this is going to simmer down, hopefully. The protests are going to continue again next week. Apparently it's every Monday. It's just fucking on. So,
but how many people are going to come out now? You know what I'm saying? Because last time I heard it was like 300, you know, almost 400 people. I went out there last time. Not even 100 people.
Yeah, I know. The crowds are getting smaller, but the media trucks are getting
Oh, shit. They were
doubling.
Everywhere.
Yeah, the media and the police turn out.
It looks like a mafia hitman scene or something.
Yeah, it's a dog and pony show. It's a total, it's just ridiculous. It's obscene.
I was thinking of shooting a video next time I go out there. Just walking with the crowd.
You should, dude.
Like
you should. I'll help
song,
you shoot it. I'll help you shoot it, bro. I'll help you shoot it.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I do video shit. That's
oh, yeah.
Thing.
I forgot. You're the great Vincent of the Bay. I forgot.
No, I do video
what a
shit.
A silly Mexican.
That's right, man. So what's going on with Ghost, man? I missed his show today. Did I miss anything, or what's up?
You know, that cocksucker, ever since I chewed out to Ozeki, that motherfucker has not answered none of my calls. I've been the first fucking caller on this goddamn show. All fucking, even through Radio Graffiti, he wouldn't even fucking take my call. I'm ready to chew his ass out. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck's your problem? Because I fucking slapped around you little fucking bitch? Is that what you're mad, Ghost? You're fucking mad? Are you serious? Hating on the Mexican? Shit.
Mm. Yeah, I think he's jelly, bro. I think he's jealous of your money, your success, your fame, and of course, your time. Give me a call, ladies and gentlemen. 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent Lay Bay. Shout out to Cosmo. For you at home, feel it, and also for you, Ghost.
Greetings, citizens. We are living in the age in which the pursuit of all values other than money, success, fame, glamour has either been discredited or destroyed. Money.
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. el hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya. Shouts out to Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Billy Walsh, Bob Bovington, Brute Thundercunt, Cosbro, Cyber War News now in the building, Goose Cream Soup in the house, Halcyon, Join Anonymous One. Oh, Join Anonymous One made it into the chat. Sweet, dude. You got in, dude. Shouts out to you for making it into the chat. Good times. He was tweeting, or he, she, whatever, it. Join Anonymous One was tweeting me, complaining of not being able to load the chat, and it looks like they've locked in. Joshua Fick in the place, as well as Kishu, Kills, Lalo, Mac, Mike, Stinney, Motormouth News, Nuclear Gimp, Raymond Yale, and rounding things off in the bunker there, we have Wendigo and Goofy Bone in the building as well. Goofy Bone is, of course, live with me on the air here. If you want to join Goofy and I right now, just call the number and then press number 1 on your keypad to raise your hand, and it will alert me that you want to talk. And, good times. It's Fruity Tuesday. We've been playing Gay Kishu music. We will continue to play Gay Kishu music later, but we want to talk about whatever's on your mind. And tonight, it's so far been Bart yesterday. Goofy was there for a little bit, and he was talking to us about it. And Goofy, as somebody who experienced both Operation Bart and the Raider Niner game, what are your thoughts on contrasting those two events that you witnessed? Goofy, are you here? Hello? Goofy? Did we lose Goofy Bone? What the fuck? Are you muted? Oh. Goofy,
sorry,
are you there?
Ben, I'm sorry. I was rolling a blunt right now.
Oh, did you hear what I said?
Yeah. The Raider Niner game, fucking, if you were like in a regular, I've seen, white families there screaming their goddamn heads off. No offense, Vince, but I mean, they were so scared. I mean, it was a war for real. Everywhere you looked was a fucking fight. I thought my fight would be the shine of the fucking, the little area I was in. Hell no, there was a fight behind me, one coming out of the bathroom, one on the side. I mean, shit, it was crazy. It was really a war. I'm dead serious. But the funny thing was, like, there'd be a friend that's a Raiders fan and the other friend that's a Niner fan and say they're both jumping a Niner fan. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that. Then, they had that on the news. I saw some clips in the news where I was just like, wait a second, there's a Raider and a Niner guy beating up another Niner guy. I don't get it. It's like there's like 49er infighting and like Raider guys are just like, oh, yeah, you're beating on a Niner guy? Sure, I'll jump in just because I'm a Raider fan.
It's crazy. I was like, damn, like that. Because then I seen some chicks, these were like older women, They were there cussing little, Raider girls out. Hella cussing at them. They're like, you should be ashamed of yourselves, and da-da-da-da. Don't come into our house thinking you're somebody, and da-da-da-da. These are old ladies. I'm saying these Raider girls are maybe, in their 20s. And these were, like ladies in their 40s, or maybe 50s, Debbie Daly age, what I'm saying? Just yelling. I was like, damn, this is like how the world would be if there was no law or anything like that. It was like a madhouse, like a video game. Shit. Shout out to all my Raider fans out there.
That's right. An autumn wind is upon us now. What's the next Raider game? Are they done for the preseason?
Nah, they got one more, I believe. But Vince, yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I wish I had like a camera crew on that Raider game, because that was a real fucking, that's an epic scene right there. I mean, for real. You could just walk through that, and that would be a perfect, like, rap video, you know, just rapping, boom, there's people fighting just on the sides, and boom, boom, boom. And it's crazy. And like I said, I would think it'd be, you know, the Raiders versus the Niners. Hell no, if your friends are going together, if they're over there fighting, you know, somebody else. And it's just, it's hella crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I survived. Shout out to the people who got shot and stabbed and shit like that. Hopefully you guys survived. But now I hear they're not going to even ever have them no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not the preseason anymore. Not the preseason version, because too many dirty Mexicans like you get the preseason game tickets and get in fights like that.
Fucking Ben. Yeah.
It's not racial if it's true.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes I even though that's what I am, it's like I really don't categorize myself, because I was in the fucking luxury box. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I wanted to, if that chick's fucking work people weren't there, I would have fucking sparked a blunt in that motherfucker. That was an experience right there. And then when you look everywhere, you just see people fighting. And that's the funny part. And then they even stopped some of the play because the players were even like, damn, what's going on over there? You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck. It's crazy. The security didn't even know what to do. They just had their hands up like, stop, please, please stop. You know what I'm saying, Vince? I wish you were there, man. Fuck. They should have a documentary on that fucking day. That was a fucking doomsday. Crazy.
Well, it looks like the Raiders' next matchup will be Sunday, August 28th. At 5 p.m. Pacific time at O.co Coliseum against former world champion New Orleans Saints.
The Saints.
That's right. Wow. And then they'll have one more preseason game on Friday the 2nd against the Seahawks at the Seahawks in Seattle. And then they'll be back here. No, they'll be in Denver Monday night with the Broncos at Mile High Stadium. In fact, the Raiders don't come to Oakland until week 3 against the New York Jets. And that'll be brought to you by Bud Light. This Bud's for you. And yeah, shouts out to my bud Goofy Bone kicking it with me freestyle up the top of the dome. That's right. An autumn wind is now upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you're as excited as I am. Who else do we have? We have a ton of people on the line, but nobody putting their hand up. If you guys want to jump in here, please don't be shy. There we go. Matt Cook is on the phone now. What's up, Matt Cook? What's going on?
You better make sure to just completely rectify that with extreme prejudice. And let me tell you something right now. If anybody came at me trying to be Billy Badass, I always walk around out here in Texas with my strap on. Well, that didn't really sound right. But yeah, I always walk around strapped, is what I'm saying. And because we have a legal.
All right, and the ghost soundboard guy can go in the green room. I have my own goddamn ghost soundboards. I don't need to play your ghost soundboards. I don't need you to play your ghost soundboards here. Come on. If I want to hear a ghost soundboard, I'll just listen to Ghost. I have an anonymous message here. Freddie Borger wants a shout out to his new noob lol. I don't even know what that means, dude. Join Anonymous One. You gotta rectify and clarify. Raymond Yale is hating a little bit here in the chit chat room. What's up with Raymond Yale? What's up with the hate? Just stop hating in the chat room. What's up with that? Do you know who this character is, Goofy?
I don't know. He'll probably hate me pretty soon. Everyone else does.
That's what I figured it was. One of your fans.
Sorry, Vince. I don't mean to come on here and ruin your show. Like the other day, I was on Ghost Show and somebody private messaged me and said, "Every time you come on this show, you ruin it." Oh man, I'm sorry. So if I ruin your show, I'm sorry. Everybody in the chat room, if you want me to leave, press 1, and I'll just leave.
Oh boy, here we go. Yeah, Freddie Boher. It's like almost like Boehner, but it's Boher. Freddie Boher. I don't even know. Is that supposed to be some sort of clever wording that tricks me into saying something obscene? Nobody's really pressing 1. People are pressing 3, 4, 5, 7, 6. No, I guess everybody wants Goofy to stay. Oh, Cosbro, of course. Artie's World.
All right, Cosbro. Yeah. Anybody else?
No, I think you're.
Think I'm safe?
Good. I don't know. I
think
you're
good. Do we have a buzzer?
Now nobody's pressed 1. Everybody wants you to stay, I guess. Freddie bored.
Even when I try to kill myself, nobody wants me to kill myself. Why do you people use me as a yo-yo full of emotions? Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm a little buzzing. I'm a little Melissa. Fuck, I keep forgetting her goddamn last name. Hopkins.
Dude, hey, check this out. I just saw this on Twitter. Linton, this is via the Op Bart Twitter account. It says, "Linton Johnson, we have 14 embarrassing photos of you. You have 24 hours to step down." And it's hashtag Op Bart and CC to SF Bart. 14 embarrassing photos. I can find 14 embarrassing photos just on Google search alone. Google image search, you can find tons of great Linton Johnson embarrassing photos. I'll give you tons of embarrassing Linton Johnson video. Just go YouTube any of his appearances on ABC News 7 or the local CBS station, any of the local news stations. They have a stock video of him being a complete buffoon. He's a complete embarrassment every time he shows his face in front of a news camera, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know why they don't just can this guy. Seriously.
And he has pimples.
Hire me to be your spokesperson. I can sell that bullshit way better than that dude can. And for what? Like probably half the price too. Like what is he makes $120,000 a year to fucking talk out of his ass making up constitutional amendments. I'll say you put me up there, I'll just be like, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing this for the puppies, okay? There are puppies, innocent puppies, that are transported on BART from time to time, and the loud noises and the big crowd of people might scare the puppies. So the constitutional right to protect puppies guarantees that there should not be any protesters that gather. And where are they going to draw the line is what I'm saying, dude. Is like, seriously. And they're just handling this so in such the wrong way. They should have just said, "Look, we made a bad call here, folks. Look, we acknowledge that we made a bad call and turn off cell service. We apologize to anybody that was riding on the BART system that day that was inconvenienced by us turning off the cell phone service. We regret doing that, especially in an environment where we were concerned about people's safety. I mean, that's what they're worried about is people's safety, right? You're worried about their safety, so you turn off their way to communicate to the world. What the hell kind of warped thinking is that? They should have just been like, look, that was stupid. We forget. We won't let it happen again. The new policy, because apparently they're having a meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. They're having some open to the public bullshit PR powwow. Where they're gonna decide whether we're gonna have a policy about turning off cell phone service, and the policy should simply be we're not gonna turn off the service. We're gonna leave it there, That's it. It's going to be on. It won't be turned off, period. You know, especially in an emergency, we'll keep it on. I mean, there's nothing that they can do from, they can, you know, if there's an earthquake and it seriously like damages something and causes it to shut off. I mean, you can't control that, you know, just like they had this earthquake back east and it probably damaged some communications and stuff. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to fucking, are you going to sue God? Are you going to take God to court?
Hey, Vince.
God just trolled the East Coast. He said, check that out, bitches. And are you kidding me? They had this 5-point-something earthquake that happened in D.C., and it was felt all the way up in New York City. Can you imagine if there was a 6.0-size quake in New York City? That whole half that city would crumble. Because seriously, if you go out into some of these neighborhoods in Staten Island and Brooklyn and in Queens and whatnot, some of these areas are just so dilapidated. The houses, literally, the way they are now, some of them just fall every once in a while for no good reason because they're just everything. Their whole structure is just built on just old, like hundreds and hundreds year old, like 100-year-old wood that just eventually just gets termite ridden and just crumbles. And it happens all the time. And if there was an earthquake, those things that are already susceptible to that would just like fall all over the place, dude. It would be a nightmare, dude. I'm just saying, from experience, being in New York, it's a fucking shithole shanty town ready to just, if there was a serious earthquake, that shit would go down really quick. It's not built structurally to maintain that type of seismic activity. Uh-oh. Motormouth News says he's got photos containing nudity. I don't know. Is this stuff going to be like, you know, come on. This is going to be like all Photoshopped and stuff. And what is it really going to prove? I mean, whatever, dude. People are sending me his personal contact info. I'm not going to call him on the show. No way. I tried calling Bart that one night. Every time I try calling people from the show, it just never works out because, for one thing, they're all probably asleep, although it's not even 11 here. Whatever. It just never works out, though, when I try calling. Like, I tried calling the Westboro Baptist people, and it just, I don't know. Maybe one of these days we'll try to get that. I kind of want to get that chick on here because I think she's so wacky. It should just be fun to talk to. But I don't want to troll these people too hard just because, I don't know, they kind of play for keeps. You see, like, the fucking manpower they're able to amass just because they think there's going to be, like, some ruckus with 20 kids with plastic masks. I mean, they're, like, playing for fucking keeps out there, dude. That's not fucking cool. It just blows my mind that a guy like Lyndon Johnson is the mouthpiece for this whole, for all these shenanigans. And I think he, if I'm not mistaken, he even admitted that it was his idea. He conceived the idea to shut down cell phone service. And the protest never happened, by the way. This whole decision to shut down the cell phone, you know what it did? It didn't really thwart a protest. The protest never materialized. All it did, it was inconvenience to passengers. It had them freak out. They're just like, Jesus, why are the phones down? What the hell is going on? Yeah. I think they learned their lesson. They haven't turned the cell phone service off since. They just have been playing a little cat and mouse game with opening and closing BART stations, which is just totally juvenile and ridiculous and a waste of time and taxpayer money. Jesus, I'm not accepting video conference messages now. You can send video messages via Blog Talk Radio, and I'm not really equipped and ready to do that at this juncture, although I have had some pretty amazing encounters with female friends of the show via the video chat. And you guys, you in the chat room, amongst one another, can video conference each other, you know, and totally discreet from this. And Join Anonymous says, August 29th, Op Bart 3. Linton's sex tape. I'm not interested in seeing Linton's sex tape. No, thank you. I think you want to send that to Perez Hilton. I think that's who that should be forwarded to. I don't do that. I'm a radio talk show. Unless the audio is really juicy, like who is he having sex with? Is it somebody we might know? We'll talk to it. Send that. Yeah, somebody private message me that, and I'll send it to my producers. 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay with Goofy Bone. Kishu is just kind of kicking it. Nothing to add tonight, Kishu? All right, Kishu's going to call in a little while. We heard Goofy Bone talking about his experience at Operation BART yesterday, and Kishu was down there as well. She got some really good photographs, and I would love to have hear her talk about her experience, and hopefully she'll call in a little while and share that. And in the meantime, feel free to join me and Goofy and I here now, or also tweet the show. That would be cool. Try to get more people in here to discuss what happened yesterday. It was even less people than last time, and this time the police decided they were going to arrest people. And I think from what I could tell, it just kind of seemed like at the end of the night, the police were kind of tired, and they're just like, you know what, let's just arrest these people and go home. And that's what they did. It's kind of fucked up. That's why I think that Op BART should be sort of an ongoing thing. Like, yeah, sure, have the big Monday hoopla, but just throughout the week, just post up outside of all the entrances and hand out flyers to get out the word and bring signs and music, dance, and spread the word and the love about Operation BART. They can't, if you post up on the street in Union Plaza outside where the entrance where people go in, they can't do fucking shit. All right. And if they do, then they're just getting retarded. Seriously. I can't believe they took that woman down just because she was protesting on the platform. And I looked at that video and there are way more cops and way more, camera people than there are actual passengers waiting to get on the trains. It's crazy. Or protesters for that matter. I only saw like a handful of protesters. There were like five protesters. You know, the people that were blocking the flow of traffic on the platform were the camera people and the cops. They were the ones that were making it unsafe for everybody, not this one lady just standing there speaking her mind. I mean, it's San Francisco. There's crazy people on the corner every day talking shit. There's crazy people on the BART platform every day talking shit. Not usually political shit. Not usually like, oh, justice for Oscar Grant or whatever. But so what? It's their right. And Abby Hoffman said it, you know, and proved it, that, you know, your First Amendment right does not end at the turnstile. You can keep, you know, you can talk in a crowded theater. Have you ever seen a movie in the ghetto? Oh, my God. 347-826-7667 is the number. I see a lot of people hanging out on the line. Nobody's got their hand up, though. Press number one if you want to talk. Don't be shy. I've been getting some tweets during the show. Goofy Bone, Naked Idea, Join Anonymous, Bob X Rocks, Kishu Zykova. Who we will get to some more music of hers later when she calls in. Anon Sicko, Broken Sidewalk Farm, I believe is what it is. It looks like Broken Sidewalks Farm. Nuclear Gimp, crappy tires, fuck feds, Goofy Bone, Justin Nelson, Blau Zau, blah, blah, something or other, and VidCon World CEO. Good times, everybody. And, oh, yeah, I posted a video from that show that I was at on Friday. It was the show I was at on Friday, the coup show. I pretty much videotaped that whole show and recorded the audio, and I played the audio on my show, but I posted the video from that song Ghetto Blaster that I played on this program the last couple nights. Came out pretty good. You can see Pam the Funkstress scratching with her titties. It's pretty cool. If you've ever seen Pam the Funkstress, you should do yourself a favor. Go on YouTube and look for Pam the Funkstress, and you'll see plenty of videos of her scratching with her boobies. I witnessed that. That was fantastical. Who's this? Matt Cook. What's up? You just called in. What's up? Okay, that guy is a little bit too obsessed.
What would you call that, Vinny?
I would call that somebody who's got way too much goddamn time on their hands. That guy obviously just jerks off to Ghost 24/7. Has way too much goddamn time to make remixes. It's insane. They must be disappointed because they couldn't call in the Ghost and play that, so they felt obligated to play it for me. And every once in a while, I get these soundboarders, the soundboarders to call in, and I have soundboard battles. Actually, when you were gone, Goofy, there was a couple of epic soundboard battles. Warthog 117 is one of the best soundboard people out there.
He beat FRD.
Oh, FRD hasn't really gotten into any soundboard battles since I've been doing these things. He's always been on the road. But hey, we got a caller here. Somebody raising their hand. All right, go block number. You're on the air. What's up? Hello? Oh, he dropped off. Oh, I wonder if that was the. There's another troll that calls me, and their whole troll is they press one, like they keep pressing one, so it looks like their hand's being raised, and I'll click on him and I'll, unmute him, and you'll just hear him pressing the number one. It'll just be beep 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 beep, and that's his whole troll. It's terrible.
That's terrible.
But
wow.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Motormouth News has some nudes for me. I'm looking forward to that. Let me know, Motormouth.
I sent some audio too of the. I think it was about 5 o'clock, 5:15 time when it really started getting going. I sent you two parts.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
Yeah. Hey, do you keep up with porn stars?
What?
You keep up with porn stars, dude?
Like who?
Like Urizen Beltran? Urizen Beltran?
No, I never heard of her.
Oh, dude, she's this Mexican chick that's fucking got some big ol' ripe, whatever, double D's. She's fucking hot, dude. She's spicy. She's extra spicy. Here, let me throw this in the chat. She just, or I'll you know what? I'll retweet her. She
go finally, to Olive Garden. Look for my dad. He'll give you 20%.
Olive Garden? What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Really? 24? What? Which Olive Garden?
20%. If you go over there and say, hey, are you Goofy Bones' dad? And he says, yeah, they'll give you 20%.
You're a Zan Beltran. I want her on the show. Can we get her on the show? You're a Zan Beltran. I want her on the show.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Wow.
You're a Zan. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go, Vince.
Nice spicy.
I had a Vietnamese
spicy,
girl that,
spice,
that had a
spicy
body
Latina.
Like that. Yes, you did.
What did you have yesterday?
I had a Vietnamese.
Oh, nice. Good for you, bro. All right, let's take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
You mad?
I'm not mad. Wait, no, I guess I am mad. Yeah, why do you ask? Oh, that was his troll. I wonder if that was the kid. I wonder if that's the kid that hacked my Twitter last night.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. What happened?
Dude, I wonder if that's the kid that did it, dude. Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, during my show last night, some kid, hacked my Twitter, and that was the thing he left in there was, you mad? All right, let me get, got all these people. If you want to join the conversation, it's just Goofy and I here. Matt Cook is on the line again. What's up, Matt Cook? Matt Cook? Hello? You're on the air, Matt Cook.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm in Texas, and I'm now taking classes for law enforcement. Within a year,
oh.
I'll be in the streets.
Is that Alex Jones?
I want to join Alex in Texas.
Alex Jones, great to have you on the show, bro. Big fan. How come, Alex? I'm wondering. You're a big police state guy. How come you haven't really been dedicating much time to the Operation BART protest? How come you're not talking about that?
Russell Crowe is involved. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I'm the idiot.
Trying to save you, you idiot.
I understand. Alex, simmer down, Alex. Relax, dude. Relax. What?
Did you totally, feel other areas switch on?
Yeah, of course. Why do you ask?
They rule the world. The shadowy organization is in power.
All right, dude, I know this. Come on, we've already gone over this. I talked to you just a couple weeks ago at Bohemian Grove. Come on, dude, you're preaching to the choir. Let's get to the point, dude.
I'm sad for you.
Dude, no, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Why do you always give me this guilt trip bullshit? He did the same thing. Goofy, he did the same thing. I was hanging out with this guy, Nouriel Roubini, and Muhammad, and this dude was pulling the same fucking he gives you this guilt trip, the cold shoulder, sort of like, I am, woe is me.
I don't care
I'm
anymore.
I'm the victim. Oh, look at me. I'm Alex Jones. I'm this independent producer.
I'm towards the sun. I don't like where I'm going, but it's good right. for you what I'm doing, so I'm doing it. I'm trailblazing through hell and back for you.
No, you're not. You're lying. You're big lie.
And you're doing it, and you're lying in the green room now. If anybody wants to join us, 347-826-7667-6667 is the number. It's on the screen. Just fucking call it. The lines are starting to light up here, but nobody's raising their hand. If you want to join the conversation, just press 1, and you're on the air with me and Goofy Bone, and we'll do this, man. Summer's coming to an end here, but the glory rolls on. There's more protesting going on with this Operation BART thing. It seems to be Op BART is ever present and ongoing, and I'm going to completely dedicate my show to it, I guess, off and on for, I don't know, an indefinite period of time. It's an exciting time here to live here in San Francisco. It's kind of the closest thing I think I will ever witness to being like, reminiscent of the counterculture 60s protesting summer of love. Back then it was the summer of love. This is the summer of lulls. as far as I'm concerned. I think all these online kids did a great little number on the press and the police, and really, you know, if you want to talk about pranks, the Merry Pranksters, I think this whole anonymous thing is the best thing since the Merry Pranksters. And you know, sometimes some squirrely kids co-opt the brand and give it a bad name, but ultimately the cream rises to the top. And, you know, it's all good in the hood. And
hey, Vince, can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
You know, yesterday reminded me of the old movie Amigos, 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 you know, where everyone was dressed
three
like
amigos?
Three amigos. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of, because we were running around everywhere. You know what I mean? I just wanted to throw that in. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Yeah, don't let it happen again. Let me take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Are you mad?
Yes, I am. What?
Good.
What else? Hello? Oh, that sounded like a different voice, though. Hello, are you still there? Hello?
No, it sounded the same.
All right, he's not talking. Dude. Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. Oh, man. The summer continues, but don't worry, kids. An autumn wind will soon be upon us.
Join
Goofy Bone and I right now. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, Il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran costo.
Down goes Frieza! These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Hey, 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 it's Vincent the Bay. Shouts out to Wendigo for tweeting me and tweeting the show. Appreciate the love. And also very happy to have everybody in the chat room holding tight tonight. Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Billy Walsh, Bob Bobbington, Brute Thundercunt, Cosbro, Cyber War News, Goose Cream Soup, Halcyon, Join Anonymous One, Carl Barks, Kishu, Kills, Motormouth News, Wendigo, and of course, big ups to Your Anon News holding it down in the chat room. And no, people are private messaging me saying they have, trying to send me some sort of Lyndon Johnson sex tape. I'm not interested. Sorry, I don't swing that way. I know I'm Vincent the Bay. Some people have come to the conclusion sometimes that I'm gay and that I might be interested in something like that. But no, I don't swing that way. Not that I don't acknowledge Linton's constitutional right to anal play. I, however, don't want to watch it. You know, it's fine for him to make the sex tape and do that kind of thing, but I don't want to watch it. All right, no offense. But not interested. Not playing for the pink team. I can again support the constitutional right for the pink team to exist. But you know what it is what it is. Uranon News is Uranon News says that you can send the anal reaming video to Uranon News, apparently. Yeah, either via the chat room or Twitter, I guess. Uranon News is very interested in the Lyndon Johnson anal reaming video. Send it that way. Plus, this is a radio show, so you know traditionally porn doesn't really translate well over radio. So that might be something better suited to, say, I don't know, maybe send it to Joe Rogan. Have Joe Rogan play it on his show. He does video on his show. Right, let's go to 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Okay, Vince. Sorry for trolling.
Who?
Are you mad?
I'm not mad now. I'm glad I have my Twitter back. I was mad yesterday.
Were you previously mad?
Previously, I was mad, but now I am not.
Are you stressed?
No.
Wait. Do you want to see Lyndon Johnson's anal reaming?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. Appreciate the call. Let's see. Matt Cook's back. What's up, Matt Cook?
Hello?
Oh, no. It's fucking Alex Jones again. Fuck you, Alex Jones. 866. Caller calling out of area code 866. You're on the air. What's up? Hello, caller. Are you there? Hi, caller. You're on the air. Are you fapping? What the hell's going on? Hello? Are you fapping, sir? Hello?
This is SIP Relay, assisting a deaf or hard of hearing person placing a phone call. The caller said, Vince, all your bass are belong to us.
Okey-doke. Now, these are the kids that fucking hijacked my goddamn Twitter account yesterday. You fucking bastards. Pieces of garbage. That's what's giving the online community a bad name, is kids like that that are just reckless and ruthless. It's not cool. All right, let's take another call. 267, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, Vince?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, you know, can't stop laughing. They downed some major shit yesterday. USArmy.com, Go Navy, all that shit was down. Nothing in the mainstream media about it at all. What's up with that?
You know what? I don't know. I didn't even hear about it until you just said it. Tell me about it. What happened?
CSL sacked down GoArmy.com for 4 hours. Or USArmy.com.
CSLSec took down USArmy.gov? What was it?
No, USArmy.com. They've got it up on Twitter. They've got on YouTube. Oh. They've got the video of them using the shell booter and down for everyone but me. And they fucking took down everything yesterday. And I checked some of it out while they were in action. No media attention whatsoever.
Of course not. They're asleep at the wheel. That's why you have stuff that's cropping up like Euronon News, Cyber War News, Motormouth News, Chronicle.su.
I was in an IRC chat room with them today, and I was telling them that I thought they were just honeypotting, that they were taking down government sites, and I needed to see some commercial Fortune 500 sites to come down to believe they were not honeypotters. But DOD could easily hire a bunch of white hats to let them take down those sites, right? And then get people to believe that they were cool. They were in it for the lulz. So can't stop laughing.
Lulz suckers. I call them, instead of lulz sec, I call them lulz suckers. Lulz suckers. Yeah, they go for the bait. It's their, you know, hey, you are responsible for your online security, your online identity, your online safety, not BART. Not the Constitution, not the U.S. government, not the city or state or the People's Republic of San Francisco. The only person that's responsible for your online security is you. And that's it. End of story. It's over. Done with. And if you're not safe, you're going to get burned because you're playing with fire every time you put something out there on the interweb, because it's always going to be time-stamped and dated and recorded forever somewhere.
And one other thing about Blog Talk Radio is their fucking website blows my cock.
Oh man, you don't even know my pain, man. That's just the tip of the iceberg, really. Yeah, the interface looks outdated and kind of cheeseball. And yeah, I agree. I think it's a great concept though, and it's about the only platform out there. It's the best platform out there for this type of thing, really. Sadly, because. And the audio quality is not even that good for something that's supposed to be strictly radio. The audio quality is complete ass.
With crappy tires? Where's he been for the past few days? Oh, and I got one more thing to say before I stop fucking dominating.
Oh, no worries, dude. Dominate away. I got 40 minutes to fucking fill up, so no worries.
I got a new idea for hacktivists where they go on vacation, and in a lot of these resort communities, let's just say, I don't know, like the Outer Banks in North Carolina, where they have all these places where you go and stay for a week, there's so many open Wi-Fi spots. So it's like a hacker vacation. Act like you're going on vacation, and you do go on vacation, but then you have tons of open connectivity that can't be traced back to you because all the rental houses leave their Wi-Fi open. So I'm thinking about it.
A hackation.
Where you go to some place and there's tons of open Wi-Fi. Now, I would never sit there on the other end of the open Wi-Fi connection and ARP poison you or SSL strip you or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about that. But, that's about all I know, Vince. I've been digging your show for a while here. I'm just a fucking train wreck watcher. I'm loving the open cyber warfare that's happening right in front of us. And you know what else I had a theory about, Vince, is I told my old lady a couple weeks ago that there was going to be a nexus between hackers, police accountability people, and American militia groups. And I think that the genesis of that nexus of Anonymous and paparazzi is the very beginning of the police accountability hookup with the Anonymous people, and it's just going to make them tons stronger. So I'm really glad they're hammering the shit out of Bart. And I'm not sure if anybody's aware of a website called injusticeeverywhere.com.
No, I certainly am not. Tell me about it.
It's just a police accountability website that, you know, basically, you know, I hate your fucking interface here. I just fucking type the URL into the chat window, but I don't fucking trust anything.
You know what you can do? This is what you can do. Just tell me the name of the website, spell it out, and I'll type it into the chat for you. What is it?
Yeah, I don't connect to your show under certain circumstances, but crap, he's on vacation. It's called www.injusticeeverywhere.com. There you go. I really think that that should be the proving ground and the trolling ground for all police accountability and Anonymous nexus activities. Check it out.
All right, man. I'm looking at it now, and I'll continue looking, checking later. What can I call you again? If you want to stay on the line, you're welcome to hang out, dude. What can I call you?
I'm new old fag.
New old fag. All right, cool.
Or crappy tranny wheels.
Crappy tranny wheels. With a Z, right? Okay, there we go. Who else do we got here? All right, Matt Cook, what?
The government is...
Oh, Jesus Christ, you and your Alex Jones soundboards. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
All right, Vince, I have one thing to say.
Yeah.
All your base are belong to us.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm here with old fag, new fag, crappy tire wheels, and Goofy Bone, I think. Goofy, are you still there? Goofy, are you giving her a bone, Goofy? What the fuck's going on?
I'm still here, Vince.
All right, what the hell, man?
Goofy, what's up? Where can I get my fucking Olive Garden discount? Where's that shit at? Is that out there, or is that over here?
Nah, you gotta go. You gotta find my dad. According to a guy named Carl Barks in the chat room, he has all that information. He dodged
me. Yeah, Carl Barks wants me to make nice with Moxie, and Moxie is welcome to call the show, Carl Barks. But I'm, as far as I'm concerned, she's dead to me and to the world and to BTR.
Carl Barks has a picture of me at a Britney Spears concert.
Carl Barks is an old school BTR troll. Shouts out to Brutal Thundercunt, Join Anon, and Life Sucks Die for tweeting me.
Hey, Vince, has anybody on the show ever use any kind of Anonymous call spoofing services? You use any of those?
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
Spoof card. You know what the spoof card is?
Where it can disguise your caller ID. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it does more than that. It'll disguise your caller ID. So basically, it's like a calling card. You know, you put in your calling card number, it says enter the number you want to dial, right? And you dial the number, and then it says enter the number that you want to appear on the caller ID, and then you put in another number, and then it says to phase shift your voice to sound like a female, press 1. To phase shift your 2 to sound like fucking Igor the Metal Monster, press 7, and press 8 to record this conversation. It's the fucking bomb, dude.
Oh, no, I never heard. No. Please enlighten me.
That's it. Spoofcard.com.
Spoofcard.com. All right, I'll look into it, dude. I don't
and
doubt
you know
that
what
people
another
have
good police
I
accountability
guarantee you,
website is?
What? Go ahead.
Go ahead. You finish.
I was going to say, I don't doubt that somebody has spoof carded me many times. I get all kinds of, you know, I had a guy that called me the other night, and he called me, and his caller ID said he was calling from my call-in number.
Well, that's the best thing to do for all these dicks that don't change their, if you want to do some voicemail hacking, a lot of voicemail, especially.
Oh, I know. I know. I know all about that, dude. All you have to do is watch, like, one of these Kevin Mitnick DEFCON.
Kevin Mitnick is a cocksucker. I live pretty close to Upper Darby. I wish the cops had just fucking killed him. They kill everybody else.
Wow.
I fucking hate that cockhole. He's fucking useless.
Wow,
he's a fucking prick. He's a prick with a tone dialer. That's what he is.
That is crazy.
He is kind of brash, and he is kind of like cocky, and I don't like that about people. Like, when people are like, yeah, I'm a badass and I know it, it rubs me the wrong way too. Kind of like Alex Jones.
Does he still live in Upper Darby, PA? Does anybody know? Does Mitnick still live in Upper Darby, PA?
I have no idea. I don't really care. I don't know. But Matt Cook might know. Hey, Matt Cook, what do you think?
Can somebody dox him, please?
No, feed them the lie that the government controlling your thermostat by remote control.
Kishu's here now. Let's bring on Kishu. Go ahead, Kishu.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, baby cakes. How you doing?
Chilling. I'm in your kitchen, actually.
You sound like you're under heavy medication. Are you okay? Are you alive?
I'm tired. Yesterday wore me out like a mother effer.
Yeah, I was pretty tired. I was
taking some lamelline, I think. She's been taking 5 milligrams of lamelline.
Yeah,
spoof card costs money. And spoof card will rat you out to the feds, so don't call up on your neighbor's house and tell them that you fucking got people tied up in the basement and you're raping them.
I have an app on my phone that can spoof numbers and your voice, and it's a lot of fun. I play with my friends with that. Good time. Yeah, so.
Who is fapping in the background? Is that you, Goofy? That is Goofy. I'm going to mute him for a second. Let's take another call here.
Where's the Kishu music, then? God damn it.
Where's the Kishu music? Well, I already played one Kishu song, the Nicki Minaj song. I'll get to some more stuff. Let's see who this caller is, though. 866 caller, you're on the air. What's up?
SIP Relay assisting a deaf or hard of hearing person placing a phone call. Have you received a relay call before?
No, please elaborate.
Sure. SIP Relay is a service provided to help those who are deaf or hard of hearing make a phone call. They are typing their part of the conversation to me. I will speak on their behalf and relay the conversation between the two of you. Do you have any questions on how a relay call works before I connect your call?
Tori, go ahead.
Okay, I'm communication assistant number 48B. One moment while I connect you.
Perfect. Oh, wow.
Your Twitter and base all belong to us. Do not log out, my friend.
Is that it?
Yes, it appears that the caller has disconnected. Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. You betcha.
Good times.
Fucking
good times.
Cheese eater.
She sounded kind of hot.
Tonight, cheese eater.
She sounded kind of hot.
She's milking cows and making cheese, dude. She's not fucking hot. She's a mountain girl with big fucking calves.
Or that.
Oh my god.
Good times, dude. I like you, crappy tranny wheels. You're welcome back here anytime, dude. You bring great insight and commentary.
One more good police accountability site for you.
Oh, perfect. What is it?
Bradley Bilko site, www.theagitator.com. Can't believe you guys don't know about this shit.
I know about, Cop Watch.
Cop Watch, Cop Log.
Cop Log, yeah. That one
guy's kind of a little irritating. That Ademo guy, he's a little irritating. He like.
What about? What do you think of this guy? The guy from he's from Texas. He did the videos about where to hide your stash so the cops can't find it. Bradley.
The guy down in Texas.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cooper something. I want to say Bradley Cooper, but something.
Barry Cooper.
Barry Cooper. Yeah, Barry Cooper. What do you think of Barry Cooper?
he's kind of a cockhole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's trying though, man. He's trying to like he's trying
how
to
many
like,
do,
like,
put
like,
in jail?
Like he's trying to sting the cops by like putting all these rigging up these houses with hidden cameras and trying to like bait the cops into to raiding his house and stuff and getting it on tape and like
Cooper is like Adolf Hitler saying, "Look, I got a Jewish girlfriend. Everything's fucking cool now." Okay, that's what that dick is about.
Excellent. Let's go with Matt Cook again. What's up, Matt?
Let me tell you something, jackass. I'm trying to save you, you idiot!
Good times. You know, it's internet radio. What do you want, folks? What do you want? I got Alex Jones soundboards. It's at least it's better than the ghost soundboards. Oh, my God, this blue Thundercat will not relent with the video conference. Okay, fine. I'll say yes. Go ahead. What's this video? Do I even want to see this video conference shit? Where is it? All right. Brutal Thundercat has been trying to video conference me through the entire show, and I've been denying it, and I tried to accept it, and it wouldn't work. So I don't know what's up, dude. But apparently the little video icon there on Brutal Thundercat is allegedly the Linton Johnson sex tape. I'm rumored to be told.
Speaking of, talk about Op Bark yesterday.
Oh, yeah, of course, Kishu. Thank you. I forgot you're here. Kishu, of course, was at Op Bark yesterday. She was protesting on the streets peacefully with everybody. She did not get arrested. And Kishu, we didn't really get to talk to you about it last night because you were kind of like I think drunk and tired.
Yeah.
But you're here now. Tell us about it.
You know, the thing was a lot of the people wanted to cause like a ruckus in the streets, and I think it gave kind of a little bit of a bad name to the media and everything because it was like the protesters that were already there. You know, most of the kids that were, like, in masks and stuff were all standing on the sidewalk together, you know. We were all hanging out. One of my friends that a couple of my friends that do the Chenology raids here in town came out and showed their support. And my friend Luke, he had, like, a boombox, and we were all, like, you and Aza and just dancing. And, you know, that was cool. Like, that was peaceful protesting, and it was awesome. I had an amazing time. But then everybody, like, this kid came with a megaphone. He was like, "Fuck this, get in the street, you know, and they were, like, pushing trash cans over in the street, and it was just stupid. It was really stupid. I was really disappointed, and, you know, it sucks that people got arrested, but, like, they were acting out of control. I mean, not really out of control. The police, you know, were all out of control as well, but at the same time, like, that's not what I was there for at all, you know. Like, I had a good time, like, walking up and down the streets and, like, you know, listening to music and dancing and, you know, holding signs and whatever. But, you know, I didn't want to be involved in any craziness. So I just left and got some tacos, got some vodka. It was good times. Then I went back later and they were arresting everybody. And so I took some pictures of that and got some. I have tons of video footage. I still have to go through everything and upload it. It'll be on my YouTube account soon. It's Kishu Zykova, but it's spelled differently. KeiShuZykova, as opposed to my Twitter, which is K. Don't ask. Anyways, yeah. So it was wild, and I was pretty disappointed, but I was proud. You know that like most of the Anons that I saw there kept it very peaceful, and you know that's what we wanted. We weren't trying to go out there and cause a riot, so. Yeah, it is what it is, though. It was really a good turnout. I met a lot of really cool people and had a really nice time, you know. Good. Got a lot of good pictures.
We got some questions. Kishu, we have some questions from the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Yoranon News has a question for you. Yoranon News asks, Kishu, when are we going to see you naked again?
Oh, God. Eventually. But, yeah, right at the moment, I'm kind of involved with somebody, so my naked pictures and body belong to that somebody, so it is what it is, but I love you all, much love for everybody, and, you know, support. I definitely support your non-news, for sure. So I love you, baby, but, you know, sometimes I got to do what I got to do. I've got to tone it down. Keisha has to tone it down a little bit. No more slutting it up on the internet.
Yeah. Tons of folks want to call in, are called in right now. Nobody has their hand up. If you're holding and you want to talk, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to get on the show. We do have somebody here, a caller from a blocked number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
I think there are two groups trying to hack your Twitter at the same time.
Oh, really? What groups would those be?
I don't think I should tell you, but you better not log out anytime soon, or you'll be in for an unpleasant surprise.
Come on, just spill the beans, Dick Neck. Who's trying to hack the account?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody's going to try to hack the account. I think it's all a lie. That's hilarious. Well,
oh, man, we have like another week till these summer fags are gone? Isn't that, oh, man, it's been such a long summer of faggotry here on the internet, but thank God it's coming to a close. Slowly but surely, all the universities are starting to get back in session. High schools are starting to start up again. So a lot of this nonsense is going to eventually evaporate just naturally. And but it's been interesting for the past, 2-3 months. Once those 4chaners found this Blog Talk Radio platform, they've been going ape shit on a lot of shows here. Thankfully, they haven't hit me too hard, but people like Ghost and Debbie Daly have been getting hit pretty hard, and it's slowly, the herd is slowly starting to thin. These B-tards are slowly starting to get back into school, and you know, we'll be back to somewhat normalness again very soon. Matt Cook, what do you got? Matt Cook, what's up?
Satan is good. Satan is my pal. Satan is good. Satan is my pal.
Ben, did you feel that?
Feel what?
Dude, your whole kitchen just shook.
That might have been...
Satan is good. Satan is my pal.
All right, that's enough. Get rid of him. Get rid of that guy. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Like, seriously, your whole kitchen just shook like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I felt something shake. I don't know if that was an earthquake. That might have been just a truck driving by. I don't know. It was.
Weird. I got like earthquakes on my mind now. This morning I wake up.
You're going
to
be here.
We still have an earthquake in the Bay. And then like 5 hours later, there's an earthquake on the East Coast. And now I have earthquakes on my fucking mind.
Yo, I was at work when the East Coast quake hit up in Philadelphia, and the soda guy was reloading the soda machine, and he was throwing cases on the dolly. I was like, yo, bro, you're being a little heavy-handed with those cases of soda. You're making the floor move.
Nice.
Wild.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, it's crazy, man. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out with Goofy Bone, new old fag, crappy tranny wheels, Kishu, and a ton of trolls who've been calling in and out, calling it into the show off and on tonight. We've been talking off and on about Operation BART. Shouts out to Your Non-News for helping once again out and orchestrating a successful protest. This one got just as much media attention with half the protesters. It was crazy, man. I swear by next week, all you have to do is send out one protester, and you know, you'll get just as much mileage out of the news coverage. And I think all this news coverage does is just make BART look worse and worse and worse. And it's just a public relations nightmare is spinning out of control, and it's all in great part due to Twitter, just a handful of Twitter accounts, hyping up these protests have have made a major splash. And I know there's a lot of people on the sidelines that are a little bit jelly. And hey, you know, all I say is move. Or no. This is what I say. Lead, follow, or get out of the way, because you know this protest is not going away, and it's going to continue. Whether it's still on the platform or not, who knows? But you know, there was another victory yesterday, and shouts out to everybody who participated. And Bart Wars is just starting, folks. You know, Bart Part Do. Operation Bart Part Do was a success. So as far as I can tell, right now it's Anonymous 2, Bart 0. I'll be right back.
Get off Bart and you're there.
Bart, punta ka doon.
Bart and you're there.
Agarra el Bart y estás ahí.
Bart and you're there.
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 Bart and you're there. Bart, about to fight his nuts. Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Take Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
Make Bart safe. Make Bart safe. Make Bart safe.
Wow.
Police brutality. They are bending my hand to get my. They are bending my hand. They are bending my arm.
Get out of the way. Break the block. You're causing a problem down here. This is why you can't have
I'm a member of the press, sir.
Okay?
You're still creating a with your order.
Block it, okay?
I'm complying with your order.
The Bart Operations Control Center. Due to civil unrest downtown San Francisco, Powell Street and Civic Center stations are closed at this time. Powell Street and Civic Center stations are closed. No trains will be stopping at Powell Street or Civic Center at this time. We apologize for this inconvenience and we thank you for your patience. We'll keep you updated as the situation changes. Train operators deactivate TPAs at 2020.
Again, the original crowd, I counted 40, and then there was like two small splinter groups of about a dozen to half a dozen.
10-4, somewhere between 6 and 40.
C2, copy. Those units at Civic Center need to advise when they get close, we'll have to shut them down.
Units over on 92, and it's
10-18. Get over the intersection of 6 to Market.
Copy, a large group taking over the intersection at 6th and Market.
1275 on the south.
22, the crowd appears to be approaching 7th Street. I recommend closing Civic.
Crowd approaching 7th.
225, SA firm.
10-4, closing Civic.
C2A firm, Civic closing.
Center and Powell Street are closed. Civic Center and Powell Street stations are closed. Trains will get run through Civic Center and Powell Street 2019.
Copy that.
Again, this protest began the same way as it did last week, same time, same place, but it ended with a lot more people being arrested. Commuters rushed to BART stations to get out of San Francisco before the planned 5 p.m. protest.
They sent word around that it's going to happen at 5, so I left. I got a job where I can leave early, so that's what everybody did.
As promised, protesters began their demonstration at 5 on the Civic Center platform. Protesters continue to be upset with BART for cutting off its underground cell phone service August 11th in an effort to prevent an anti-police demonstration from happening. This time, though, BART police took a more aggressive stance. Officers warned, then arrested anyone who began displaying signs and chanting. Bart has repeatedly said protesting is fine, just not beyond the fare gate. Protesters were still upset.
Well, I have bought my BART ticket, as you can see, right here. And I do intend on taking the BART home, which means that I have the right to assemble here.
By 5:30, officers ordered everyone to leave the Civic Center station. Protesters, though, continued with their demonstration outside onto Market Street. They marched back and forth several times, which forced BART to close the Civic Center and Powell Street stations off and on to prevent the protests from moving back underground. Commuters who weren't lucky enough to get out of the city early were frustrated.
I appreciate what they're trying to do, but it doesn't help me get home. I've been at work for 14 hours, so I'd like to go home.
The demonstration finally ended at Larkin and Grove Streets near the library. Officers had the protesters cornered, and one by one, they made an arrest. But the people who took part remained defiant.
This is something we need to be able to protest, and like these people need to unite against this.
In all, there were 45 arrests tonight. BART police arrested 5 people. SFPD arrested 40. A big change from last week when police made no arrests. Live in San Francisco, Lillian Kim, ABC 7 News.
Thanks, Lillian. It's Fitz in the Bay here with you. Yes, once again, BART Part 2, Electric Boogaloo, wasn't success. BART Part 2, Electric Boogaloo, was a success. Once again, if you're scoring at home, Anonymous 2, we got 12 minutes left. 347-826-7667. Call me now. Kiss or get the fuck out.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I was muted that whole time. I trolled myself. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got 12 minutes left to go here. 12 minutes left to take your calls. If you want to join me, I have a caller who just called in. Block number. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
All right, Vince, I'm back.
Who's back?
Well, I've called him maybe 10 times. You might remember my voice.
Yeah. Okay. What's up with this?
I was wondering if I should stay in the chat, or I mean, stay in the whatever you call it, the calling chat, or should I just keep calling in and out for hacking updates?
This is what I think you should do. I think you should just tell me what's on your mind right now, and when you're done, you can put your hand down by pressing 1 again. And then if you want to talk again,
okay,
you can press 1 again. You can just keep raising your hand and putting your hand down.
Okay. I guess I have one question.
Yeah?
Why don't BART police have tasers?
They do have tasers.
They have a taser and a gun?
Yeah. That was the whole premise of what's his name getting off in the Oscar Grant case. The guy said that he was reaching for his taser. He thought he was pulling his taser instead of his gun. They have them both. Yeah.
So don't log out.
All right. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. Kishu's here. Goofy Bone is here. We had that old school, new school, crappy granny tranny, whatever the hell his name was on. He took off during one of those breaks there and didn't say goodbye. So shouts out to him, though, for calling in. That was cool. That was fun. And you're welcome to call in any time you like. And as well as, unfortunately, unlike Bart, I'm not going to censor your free speech and your right to free speech. And so I'm going to bring back yet again, one more time, Matt Cook. What's up, Matt Cook?
There's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good. It's your body. No one has the right to touch you if you don't want to.
All right. It's no good. I know.
Ben, can you please play my song?
I'll play it here in a minute. We're gonna take a few more calls and then we're gonna end the show. So yeah, I'll play it in a minute. Hang on. If you're just joining me, this is of course Fruity Tuesday. It's still Tuesday here in the Bay for about 8 more minutes, and then it'll be a Wacky Wednesday or I don't know, something like that. Oh, what was it? It was Bring Your Gun to Work Wednesday, or somebody suggested the other day. Yeah, whatever. I'll go back and figure out what the name of that show is. Usually it's Hump Day, Happy Hump Day, but that kind of sounds gay. So I already have Fruity Tuesday. That's gay enough. I'll figure out some wacky, zany name for tomorrow's show. But I think I still have Goofy Bone with me. He's been with me most of the night. Goofy, are you still there?
Still here, Vince. Just chilling, drinking, smoking, doing my thing.
Man. Right on, bro. So we're going to get ready to wrap things up here in a minute. Are there any thoughts you'd like to share with us while we got a minute or two?
To all the protesters out there for Bart 3, let's get things organized. Let's really shut Bart down. Forget walking on the streets and kicking trash cans. Let's go to every station and shut it down. And I mean shut it down. If we're really doing something, let's do it that way instead of walking the streets. I'm sorry, but the hippie days are over. Let's shut things down, and we could do it. They want to shut us down from our free speech. Let's shut them down.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming out, Goofy. Appreciate the love. Matt Cook, parting thoughts.
Sure, I grew balls, but I never took much of an interest to them. I didn't touch them or fondle them to my member.
And in Spanish, that means.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
All right. Good times. We're going to get out of here in a second. I'm going to give Kishu her last hurrah here. But before I do that, I want to say thanks again to everybody who's been listening, especially the folks who are in the chat room right now. You are all fantastical individuals, and I appreciate your dedication to this program. Even though this is a fruity-themed show, we have the diehards hanging out, and I really appreciate the love. Thanks to all of you for listening. I appreciate the love, especially, of course, Anonymous Zeke in the chat room, who also called in last night. Shouts out to you, Zeke. Artie's World, Beach Bum 55, Bob Bobbington, Brute Thundercunt, Desert Rose, Hello, Desert Rose. Hey, Baby Cakes. Glad to see you listening. Goose Cream Soup in the building. Joey Lopez. Join Anonymous One. Joshua Fick. Kishu Kills. Mac Mike Stinney. Wendigo. And last but certainly not least, Yornon News. And no, Brute Thundercut keeps trying to send me this video chat. And No. Brute Thundercut, no. I'm not going to look at the Linton Johnson sex tape. I'm not interested. All right? So, yeah, so that's it. I'm going to get one more call. Area code 215, you're on the air. What's up?
Yo, it's old new again, bro.
Oh, old new. Yeah. I'm glad you called back in. Any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about area denial weapons real quick. I think they'd be great for the BART protest. Aerial denial weapons were used in some of the anti-war protests in Washington, D.C. in the 2005 to 2007 timeframes. I personally deployed such weapons. An area denial weapon is basically makes it so you can't be anywhere in the area. So I'm not talking about a sonic area denial weapon like an LRAD like they used at the G20 in Pittsburgh. I go low tech. I use something called Fox Lore. It's pure skunk urine. So everybody go to hunting stores wherever you live and buy skunk urine. Put it in one of those little syringes. 3 drops of it will make it the general area uninhabitable. If you squirt it on somebody, they can't get away from themselves fast enough. So I think next week's BART protest should employ area denial weapons in the form of fox piss and skunk piss.
Perfect. I appreciate the input. I will take that into consideration. I'm sure the BART protesters will as well. I really thank you for coming through tonight, old fag, new fag, old whatever. Appreciate the love and the input as always. And Kishu, anything before you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Twitter.com/KishuZykova. It's KishuZykova. There's a link there to my YouTube. I'll be posting videos throughout the week from the Op BART protest and, you know, other random stuff I do while I'm here. So hope you guys enjoy it. I love you all. And play my damn song. The song I have to send to Ben is shout out to my sexy man. He knows who he is. And I'm yours.
Oh, God, please. Gag me with the spoon. It's disgusting. So what's the song again? It's some fruity emo band. What's the
Baby, I'm Yours.
Baby, I'm Yours by who?
The Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, that's right, the Arctic Monkeys. That's right. Of course, the Arctic Monkeys, Baby, I'm Yours. Here it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I love you all. We'll make love to you all very, very soon. And that's it for Fruity Tuesday. And here's your request, Kishu. You mad?
Ships of an alien source are approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you and tell that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking her good, she got her legs on my neck. I can push him out and ass, call that bitch triple threat. When I was in jail, she let me call her collect. But if she get greedy, I'ma starve her to death. Top down, it's upset. Been fucking the world and nigga, I ain't come yet. You fuck with me wrong, I knock your head off your neck. The flight too long, I got a bed on a jet. The guns are drawn and I ain't talking about a sketch. I pay these niggas with a reality check. Prepare for the world. worst, but still praying for the best. This game is a bitch, I got my hand up my dress. The money don't sleep, so we just can't rest. And AK-47 is my fucking address, huh?
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah, load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit some niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen, huh?
Big black nigga. In the icy watch, shoes on the coupe, bitch, I got a Nike shop. Count the profits, you could bring them in the Nike box. Grinding in my Jordans, kick them off, they might be high. Swish, I'm swimming in a yellow bitch. In the red 911, looking devilish. Red bean, make a bitch, nigga, sit down. Thought it was bulletproof till he got hit the fifth time. Drop palm all up in a nigga dope. Make it come back even harder than before. Baby, I'm the only one that pays your car note. Well connected, got killers off in Chicago. I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah, load up some choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen, huh? Talk stupid, get your head popped. I got that Esther, bitch, I'm Red Fox. Big B, Red Sox. I get money to kill time, dead clock. You fucking with a nigga who don't give a fuck. Empty the clip, then roll a window up. Pussy nigga sweet, you niggas finna burn. I'm in a red bitch, she say she finna come. 200 thou on the chain, I don't need a piece. That banana clip, let your key to speak. Dog shade, easy E. Five letters, YMCMB. Bitch ass nigga, pussy ass nigga. I see you looking with your looking ass, nigga. You know the rules, kill them all and keep moving. If I die today, it be a holiday,
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car, so don't make it come alive.
Yeah.
Rip your ass apart, then I put myself together. YMCMB, double M, we rich forever. The bigger the bullet, the more that bitch gon' bang. Red on the wall, Basquiat when I paint.
Yeah.
Red Lamborghini till I gave it to my bitch. My first home invasion, Poppy gave me 40 bricks. Son of a bitch, then I made a great escape. And it's funny, mama only son be baking cake. Pull up in the sleigh, hop out like I'm Santa Claus. Niggas gather around, got gifts for each and all of y'all. Take it home and let it bubble, that's a double up.
Yeah.
If you get in trouble, that just mean you fucking up.
Nigga.
It's a cold world, I need a bird to cut it up.
Yeah.
I call the plays, motherfucker, huddle up.
I'm not a star, somebody lied. I got a chopper in the car. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Also, I wanted to note that we did, in fact, have an earthquake during the show. Kishu, while we were talking on the air, she mentioned that she felt something. And I, of course, when we were broadcasting, dismissed it as just like a truck passing in front of the house or something. And no, it was, in fact, an earthquake centered in, I believe, San Leandro. That might be the Hayward fault. I'm not sure what fault it is exactly. But yeah, confirmation on a 3.6 preliminary report, 3.6 magnitude quake that hit San Francisco Bay Area based in San Leandro tonight here on the air. We experienced that. And hey, you know, there you go. Two earthquakes, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, all in the same 24-hour period. And that's so weird because this morning I woke up and mentioned to Kishu that that she hadn't experienced an earthquake yet since she'd been here. And sure enough, there was not only an earthquake in the East Coast, but one here in the West Coast that she got to feel. It wasn't much, but it was technically an earthquake. So there you go, Kishu. Congratulations. And that wraps it up. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.